Okay, so it all starts with my loving, attentive, well-meaning parents, and you need to understand that dynamic before I get to the part that involves you, she said, her tone droll. I'm an only child, and I was totally a surprise baby after my mom and dad gave up on trying to conceive after three miscarriages, even after working with a fertility doctor for a few years. The pregnancy was difficult, and I was born a preemie, which I'm sure added to their overprotective tendencies and the way they constantly worried about everything I did. But really, they were great parents, and I couldn't have asked for a better childhood. I just always felt coddled and smothered, and as I got older, their constant hovering started to feel more intrusive when I wanted to just live my own life without them knowing everything I did. Leo nodded as she took another drink of her margarita, totally understanding her feelings. What teenager wanted to be constantly monitored by their parents? He knew all this backstory was leading up to the one that would reveal why he was here, but he honestly found himself enjoying learning about her. I agreed to stay in San Diego and live at home while going to college because that's what my parents wanted, but I always knew that as soon as I graduated, I was spreading my wings and flying the coop, she said lightheartedly. I was desperate to be independent, and I picked New York because I was interested in the fashion industry, and it came with the added bonus that I was far enough away that I could do what I wanted without having my parents meddling in my life on a daily basis, and I have to say, it's been incredibly liberating. Hearing the excitement in her voice and seeing the light in her eyes, he grinned, but he knew there was more coming.
Except, he prompted.
She sobered once again. Except they constantly worried about me being alone in a huge city and not knowing anyone, to the point that I just wanted to reassure them that I was okay and that I had someone watching over me. So I told them I had an attentive, protective boyfriend named Leo Stone, who lived near me in the city, who made sure I got home safe in the evenings after work. Her complexion flushed furiously at the admission, even as she started talking faster to get it all out in a hurry. And because I thought it would be more convincing if my parents actually saw proof of this boyfriend, one night after a few too many margaritas, my roommate and I used a couple of your online photos and superimposed them onto pictures with me to make it look like you were my new guy. I sent them to my parents, and now I'm kind of stuck in the lie. No two ways around it. He stared at her in shock, momentarily speechless. Mortification etched her pretty features, and she groaned and dropped her face into her hands. And now would be a really great time for the floor to open up and swallow me whole. She spread her fingers apart and peered cautiously through them at him. You probably think I'm some kind of deranged stalker. Surprisingly, he found the fabricated tale kind of amusing.
No, I don't think that. I'm just trying to wrap my head around why you used me as your boyfriend of all people.
They hadn't seen or talked to one another in 4 years. It wasn't posed as a question, rather a statement, but he really wanted to know the answer. Unfortunately, the waitress chose that moment to deliver their meals, setting down a plate with a classic burger in front of him and chopped chicken salad for Peyton. I swear I never thought it would come to this, she muttered to herself as she absently pushed her lettuce around on her plate with her fork.
You never thought it would come to what, Peyton?
He asked while removing the onion from his burger before putting the bun back on top. She sighed, the sound resigned as she lifted her gaze to his. Me asking if you'd play the part of my boyfriend for the next week while I'm in San Diego?